I get nervous.
You do. We're live.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we are.
Are we really live?
I pushed it secretly.
Did you really?
I pushed the live button.
That's pretty sneaky.
Yeah. So, subjects. Talk CDL.
Are you going to surprise me again this week with whatever it is?
No, it's a subject. You know, it's a subject we've really never talked about. We've talked about all kinds of things on the show, but Johnny Acid.
What?
You were in recruiting.
Yeah.
Okay. How many times, and I'll be honest with you, I don't even know how to open this one up, but felonies. No, I'm serious.
Are you talking about mine?
No, I'm not talking about yours. We could talk about yours another. We could talk about yours, too, if you want to.
That's like a whole show.
Well, we can talk about yours. I like your felony. Actually, yours is kind of a cute felony.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. You don't have like a, yours ain't even really a man's felony.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, it's like a, it's
hey,
not.
Man, I did some hard time, brother.
Yeah, in a tennis club.
Club fed.
All right, so check it out.
That's a teaser for the next show.
No, but you know, and I've had people recently, even though, you know, Talk CDL is not a driver hiring place, we get drivers sending us messages all the time. Hey, man, I'm having a hard time. I really messed up. I got caught with 20 bags of marijuana. And it really wasn't mine, but I did time for it and got a felony for trafficking, transportation, and possession.
Was that Tyler calling in saying that? Or?
Yeah, it was Tyler. No, but like we'll have people saying it. And I said, you know what? That's actually a pretty important issue. A lot of guys out there that have a criminal past, and you know, Johnny, who doesn't have a little bit of, you know, who hasn't got a couple felonies in the closet, right?
Really?
Huh?
Yeah.
But no, seriously, it is a serious subject because there's a lot of people out there that, you know, they messed up and they do deserve a second chance. But here, let me just start off by saying this. And I had a guy when I was in recruiting one time say to me, he called me, and there are certain felonies. I don't care who, and we're going to talk about those too. But this guy called me and he had that certain felony, right? And, there was nothing I could do for him at the time. And he just like started flipping out at me. And I actually felt his pain because, you know, here's a guy that he's wanting to be a trucker. He screwed up and he had this one felony. And
did he take bribes in a combat zone?
No, we're going to talk about your felony here in a little bit. But the bottom line was this. There's certain felonies that they will punish you for life on. Okay. And,
right.
And I actually feel, this is what I feel about a trucker or anybody with a felony. If you did the time, you shouldn't be punished over and over for it. If you did your time, then your punishment, quote, is supposed to be over. But now you can never own even a stupid felony. You can never own a firearm and all that other BS. But when you go to get a job in certain things like trucking, and you can't blame the trucking companies because a lot of them have places where a truck driver can't go because of security.
Canada.
But most of them really, it's more of a discrimination. A lot of companies, they have a policy of 5 years, no felonies, 7 years, can't be within the last X amount, or it's got to be completely over with, meaning, okay, he had the felony 5 years ago, but he's still on probation for another year. So it's got to be completely gone in nothing hanging on to it. Well, anyway, so this guy had this felony, and I couldn't help him for whatever reason at the time.
What was it?
Well, you know, this was like a long time ago. We had this big fight over it. And you know, we'll talk about that because, you know, in Talk CDL, we don't really care. We'll talk about it. But, and I didn't, there's certain felonies where I don't really have a lot of sympathy for somebody. But, you know, this guy was right. You know, he was saying, you know, you got a felony, it hangs over you for the rest of your life. I've had drivers tell me, oh, I'm going to go get mine expunged. You know what expunged mean, right? You're just going to get...
I'm well-versed on all the lingo, yeah.
Right. So, bottom line is, that never happens. I mean, I've never... I think I met one guy, but I actually don't... I think that even he wasn't legitimately expunged. They think... A lot of people think they're going to get this expungement, and it's for the government or the state to say, okay, we're going to wipe you clean to where nobody could ever see that you had a felony again. Guess what? It doesn't happen,
I know.
Man.
I'm telling you. Good thing you have me on the show, because believe me, I can feel the pain, you know, and it does hang over you. I mean, the only job I could get when I got out is this crappy job. So, I mean, it's...
What's that being Johnny Acid on the show?
Yeah. It doesn't even pay well.
We needed and here's the thing. When we were looking for somebody, we were looking for a burnout, right, with a criminal record that was, a little funny.
Yeah. I guess I check off all those boxes, don't I?
Well, you were definitely a burnout with a criminal record.
Yeah.
And again, if you want to talk about your felony, we can. But anyways, going back to this guy, this truck driver, he had the felony, and there was nobody going to give him a break. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, there are certain felonies, and we can talk about those felonies. You know the number one felony that trucking companies are not going to deal with, okay? And that's any sexual crimes.
Right.
Okay. Especially to children under 18. It just... And look, I'll tell you, I've met some drivers where they were 19, they were dating a 16, 17-year-old girl, mom and dad got mad, pressed charges, it's, illegal, and, mm-hmm. They ended up with a felony, a sexual felony where they've got it registered, and once you have that on your record, you're pretty screwed.
Stigma follows you around everywhere forever.
It's so true. You know, we were talking about that earlier about drivers failing the drug screen. I was talking to a recruiter up in Tennessee earlier, and he said he talked to like three guys yesterday alone that mm-hmm. had drug failures and they can't get a job. And the first thing out of my mouth was, that CDL, it's a golden ticket. It's your career. It's your livelihood. It's what's, praise God, taking care of your family, feeding your kids' mouths, and making your mortgage payment. Why, for one night of being stoned, would you take a chance on, you didn't think you were going to get a random, and the next day you're getting a random, and now you're screwed, and you fail a drug screen, you're out. Well, felonies are no different. You know what I mean? And, some people screwed up in their past life before they get their life straightened out, and it's hanging over them. Well, these are things that we've got to take in consideration, especially I've met a lot of drivers that got felonies while they were trucking.
You're not going to give me a random, are you?
No, we're not going to give you a random because it's pointless. but going back to the felonies, okay, there's certain felonies, and we'll name them, okay? There's certain felonies that, look, I never tell anybody, just forget it, you're out of trucking, but there are certain felonies where it is almost going to be impossible to get a job. And any sexual crimes, that's over murder. And I've had people call me that literally just got out of prison for murdering their wife and they got their CDL.
Really?
Yeah. The schools, you trucking schools that are listening out there, you guys honestly should be punished for literally getting a drive. And look, if a driver says, I want to pay for it because I'm going to at least try to get a job because I need a Class A, that's one thing. But I've had truck drivers call me with a Class A. They just get out of school, and they've got like three or four felonies in the last 2-3 years, right? There's Johnny Acid. Every time we have him on the show, his phone goes off. Is that your wife, Johnny? Was that your wife calling?
No, it's my girlfriend.
Okay, well, whatever. So anyways, going back to the certain crimes, Johnny.
Yes.
You totally lost me here.
What?
Okay.
I'm just turning the volume down.
Turn the volume down. Okay. So, anyways, there's certain felonies you're not going to get. And if you're a trucking school and you're taking these guys $3,000, $5,000, $7,000, $10,000 and then telling them, because I've had truck drivers come to me, like I was saying, and say, listen, these trucking schools, my trucking school told me I'll have 10 people wanting to hire me. I've been out of school 4 weeks, and I can't get one person to say yes. All because he had like two or three recent felonies.
Mm-hmm.
What they need to do is be honest with these guys and let them know up front, okay, listen, if you got a felony and you're getting your Class A, you're going to school and you're paying really good money to get that Class A, you really need to call a lot of trucking companies before and ask them. And I'm going to tell you something. one of the things that's, is that your phone again, Johnny Acid?
It's on vibrate.
One of the things that are.
Yeah, I'll throw it out the door.
One of the things that are very true, okay? If you got a felony in the last 10 years.
Right.
And I mean this sincerely. Or you have a repeat offense. You're a repeat offender where you have 5 felonies in the last 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
If you got it really bad, okay? And I'm not judging you. I'm just telling you, for your own, pocketbook, call some trucking companies and ask them what their policy is on those felonies. You want to find out. Most are going to tell you 7 years. Some are going to tell you 10 years on felonies. Now, if it's a light felony where maybe you took a bribe, all right? Or, you know, I once had a driver call me. He had a felony that was under 5 years old. His brother literally burned his own car. They took him to jail, prosecuted him, and they subpoenaed that brother because they knew he was there and witnessed it.
Right.
Of course, he wouldn't testify against his brother, so they got him for corrupting or falsifying or whatever, just because he wouldn't testify against his brother. He ended up with a light felony himself. Guess what? We gave him a job with the company I was with.
What about the bribery thing? You think I could get a job?
Yeah. Again, man,
First of all, it wasn't a bribe. It was a gift. If someone hands you cash, are you going to turn?
You ever read the Bible? That is actually what the bribe is called—a gift in Proverbs.
Listen, I don't know where you grew up, yeah. Okay, but where I grew up, if someone gives you a gift,
yeah,
it's rude to try to give it back.
Yeah, if somebody gives you a gift to get a bigger gift back, that's a bribe.
Yeah.
How long did you do in the can?
I was sentenced to 15 months, but I actually did 9 months for, you know, I had to go to the halfway house and. I got a couple months off for good behavior, if you can believe that.
That's actually a good deal. That's, you know, we're very happy with Johnny Acid.
We had a really nice place, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was like a college campus.
Yeah.
Oh, we had a library. We had a swimming pool. I'm not kidding. And we had a movie theater, shuffleboard, you name it. I mean, I used to feed squirrels sitting on the park bench with peanuts out of my lap. No lie.
See, when I pictured you, because... you know, we know each other a long time. So when I pictured you in prison, you ever seen the show Oz?
Yeah, right.
Right. And I picture you being a prag. Isn't that what they call them, where they got to hold on to the pocket?
Yeah, hold on to the pocket.
Yeah, they have to pull the pocket out. And
well,
then,
I'm not saying I didn't do that. I mean,
right. That's not you.
Oh, wait a minute. Aren't you the guy who dropped me off there? I had to report there.
Were you a prag? What is a prag anyways? That's like the girl, right?
Yeah, it's the chick.
They didn't put you in lipstick and dresses or nothing like that, Johnny.
I did that willingly.
Okay. Oh. Yeah. All right. So listen. So anyways, if again, advice. If you're getting your Class A CDL,
mm-hmm.
okay, and you have a felony, and I'm going to tell you misdemeanors also. If you have a misdemeanor in the last 5 years, or you have a felony in the last 10 years, and I'm just talking about one, make a phone call. Okay, make a phone call to a trucking company and research different companies and. Talk to their safety department. Ask them right out, what is your policy? Because I'm about to pay for a Class A CDL, and I'm going to need a job. Would you be able to hire me based on everything that I'm telling you? And a lot of them will be straight up honest. Every now and then you get recruiters that, oh, this guy don't even have a Class A, and he'll blow you off. But if you keep talking, you'll get, there's a lot of people in the trucking companies that do care and will be willing to sit down and tell you, no, we wouldn't be able to hire you. Go ahead, Johnny. You're laughing over there.
I've got a few questions.
Go. Give me a question.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me... refer to my notes. Bestiality, yes or no?
Is that a felony?
Well, let's just say it is. Will that fly?
Hasn't dated a goat?
Technically, it's a sexual crime, but there's no children involved. So, unless it's a young goat or something, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not. You know, I'm not going to get into perversion here.
I'm just wondering. I mean, seriously, this is a legitimate question.
If somebody is bestiality a felony? First off,
I'm going to go with the.
Is it?
Yeah. I'm going to go with a yes.
I know it would probably be a crime dating a goat or a camel, but I'm, is it a felony? I mean, that's something that, you know, maybe you ought to, you know, anyways.
Okay, we'll shelf that one. I have another question.
Go ahead.
Okay. And this is a true story.
All right, let's hear
it. When I was, back when I was doing recruiting, I had a guy who had a felony that was about 9-10 years old, but it was for grave robbery.
Oh, awesome.
I think I told you about that.
Yeah, I think you had mentioned that. That was recent. You had told me about that.
Right.
Yeah.
So what's the deal? I mean,
well, again, you know, robbery is robbery.
He was like digging people up and stealing their jewelry and stuff.
Well, let me tell you something. Different trucking company. I'm glad you asked that. Okay. Instead of making it funny, I'm going to make it serious. It'll be boring to you. But check this out. Different carriers have different pet peeves on the felonies they'll take. And robbery, which is theft, you got to remember, you're pulling a big 53-foot trailer many times with a lot of their customers' stuff on the back.
Right.
If you're a known thief, a lot of times they don't want to hire you just because of that. I kid you not. That's one of the crimes that is, it could go yes or no. If it's a light robbery, maybe. If you've got a history of it, a lot of times they won't take you. I'm telling you, you got to be careful with that one. In fact, when I was a recruiter, I got more guys that were dealers hired than I did guys with more a pattern of theft.
Yeah, they're much more lenient, aren't they?
Well, again, man, you've got a customer. Now, I would imagine either way, if you're going to get in someone's tractor trailer and go down the road and deal dope out of it also, I would imagine that doesn't really fly with them either. But in all sincerity, there's certain crimes. Murder.
Yeah.
Murder is a bad one. If you're a repeat offender, they look at that also. They'll pull your record. And then if you've got like five felonies.
What about manslaughter?
I've had a lot of manslaughter people that I've talked to over the years. I had one guy accidentally killed his brother with a gun.
Well, that's tragic.
Yeah, they were playing around or something, and he did it only a couple of years. Yeah, it was really bad. But in all honesty, that stuff, I'm just telling you straight up, it's more of a time thing with trucking companies, and I've had people ask me about it all the time. And you know, some of these guys, and I really get upset, like I said, with trucking schools when they literally bait these guys in and tell them that they're going to get 100,000 offers for a job, and they have a record that 99.9% of everybody's not even going to look at.
How about dog fighting? Michael Vick went away. It was a felony.
You know,
and then you want to bring a dog in the truck.
Here's what I would tell you. If the owner of the company is a big animal lover, you're screwed. And that's the truth. It really is. Yeah. And most people are dog lovers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're a dog lover. I'm a dog lover.
I prefer cats.
Yeah. Well, I don't hate cats. I almost said I hate cats. It almost came out, but I don't hate them.
I understand.
Meow.
Hey, can I just say something real quick?
Sure, go ahead.
I love this show. And you know what? This is my
Don't get all weird on us, Johnny Acid. Stay.
This show is my favorite show that I've ever done so far.
Really?
I love it. Yeah, the ratings are going to go through the roof. This is going to be the best show out there. I'm telling you right now, it's going to go viral.
Which one?
This one.
This one right we're doing tonight?
Right now, as we speak. This is going to be the best show ever.
Yeah. Well, we've got a lot of shows. Like, we just hit like 101,000 on the podcast.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you, Johnny Acid. Thank you for being here. So let's talk more about these felonies. And let's talk about misdemeanors for a second.
Sure.
Misdemeanors, if you're a truck driver, are 5 years. That's usually what most companies, they don't want. And I'm going to tell you, I know a lot of carriers that hate crimes against women. Like, and what I mean by that is a lot of people don't think that domestic abuse, because domestic is usually a misdemeanor.
Right.
Okay, but if you've got a couple misdemeanors where you slapped your old lady around, and, you know, a lot of times truckers will tell you, well, she hit me, you know, I didn't hit her at all. And I got and that does happen where the guy does get blamed and the woman is very violent. But I'm just saying certain misdemeanors, carriers, they don't want to think about this. If you have any kind of violence in your life, felony or misdemeanor, would you want to be the carrier hiring you?
Absolutely not. And I just want to interject here, too, on a serious note.
Go ahead.
There's no reason ever for a man to be violent with a woman. It goes against everything that I believe in. I don't think a man should ever raise his hand to a woman.
Johnny, they don't even believe you're talking like this.
Yeah. Meds didn't kick in for a second there.
Okay, so I got a story. I just remembered this story.
My wife beats me.
Right. Okay. I got a story. And we can talk about the beatings your wife gives you too.
Right. Okay.
All right. Met this guy in Alabama. He was a recruiter.
Yeah.
And we were talking about felonies, ironically.
Uh-huh.
Why carriers hire, why they don't hire.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a carrier, if anybody remembers, a trucking company called Pool. You probably don't, but I do. They were actually bought out by Schneider. They used to have big green cab overs. They were actually a really good company.
Uh-huh.
Okay. There was a guy there. They hired him. He had a felony. They didn't realize how violent his felonies were. and how violent he was. True story. One day, the guy messed up.
Yeah.
He was always messing up. So one day, his dispatcher had enough of him, and he told him, they just got into an argument about him refusing a load, wouldn't do this, wouldn't do that. So right. The dispatcher said, okay, tell you what, just drive the truck on in here. Don't worry about it. We'll get somebody to deliver that load. And the guy knew. You know how when someone's talking to you, you know what they're going to do, right?
Uh-huh.
He knew the axe was coming down. He was about to be fired. So here's what he says to the dispatcher.
When the FBI came for me, I knew.
He says to the dispatcher, he says, I'm going to tell you something. You're not going to fire me when I get there. He said, because if you do, I will break your neck right there in the dispatch room. Now, he said, but before you go and we get into an argument, he said, I want you to put your boss on the phone. He said, I want you to get the terminal, or he said, I want the biggest guy in charge there, which was, I think, the VP or whatever was in the building at the time. So obviously the guy just threatened him. They get this guy on the phone, and he says to the guy, he says, and I can't verbatim repeat it because I don't remember the entire story, but this is basically how it goes. He says to the VP of the company, he says, here's who I am. Here's my name. Here's my truck number. He said, I just threatened your dispatcher. He said, we don't get along. He said, and I already know you guys want to bring me in and terminate me. And of course, the VP knew he was because he was a guy that the dispatch complained about.
Right.
He says, but here's what we're going to do. He says, I'm not going to pull in there and then have you embarrass me and have you walk me off the property, because that's usually protocol.
The walk of shame.
Get him off the property.
Right.
Get him a ride out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He said, you're not going to do that to me. I am not going to be walked out in front of all the secretaries and everybody at that terminal like I'm the guy getting kicked out. He said, that's not going to happen. He said, because if it does, he said, I'm going to find where you live. He said, and if you've got daughters, I will kill them. He said, I will kill somebody in your family, or I will do something really bad to your family, not the dispatcher, you. He said, I'll tell you what you're going to do for me. He said, you're going to get me a rental car. That's what he said. He said,
wow.
He said,
that's twisted, man.
He said, you're going to get me a rental car. He said, and listen, I know your first thought is to call the police. He said, just remember what I just threatened you on. He said, now here's a number of the company you just hired me at. He said, you hired me from another company a few months ago. He said, here's the terminal manager there. He said, I want you to pick the phone up and call that company and ask them if I'm serious. He said, do that before you make your next phone call. Literally, the guy instinctively, instead of calling the police, picked up the phone, called the last trucking company where this guy came from.
Right.
I guess this was like literally 20 years ago. I'm not kidding you. And from what I'm getting at, criminal reports, you didn't get them.
This sounds like an urban legend.
You know, it almost does, but it's very true. It's a very true story. The source that I got it from, very honest guy. Very, and he's not even, but let me finish the story.
Go ahead, I'm listening.
So he calls the trucking company.
Yeah.
Mentions the guy's name, what just happened.
Uh-huh.
You know what the terminal manager says to the VP? He said, believe him.
Do whatever he says.
I swear to you, he said that. He said, believe the guy. This guy will not go away if you give him trouble. He said, just do whatever you have to get him out of there. He said, if you arrest him, he will come back. He will haunt. This guy will not let up. He's relentless. So he said, when the guy got back to the terminal, they had a rental car waiting for him. Got his truck cleaned out, gave him the keys of the rental car, and left him go. Didn't say a word. I'm not kidding you.
Now, you know I would never threaten you or your family because I love you guys. But if you ever terminate me, could you get me a rental car to get home?
No. I wouldn't get your rental car.
You'd make me walk all that way?
Yeah. It's only like 3 miles. God, are you lazy or what?
That sucks, dude.
Yeah.
Am I lazy?
Yeah. No, so go back to this now.
Okay, go ahead.
You know, and this was what we were talking about, certain crimes.
Yeah.
If you have if you come across violent trucking companies, you know, they're not wanting some guy that literally is a total a real handful to handle.
Well, why didn't that old trucking company tell the new trucking company when they called over for the reference? They were too afraid.
I it could be my only guess, yeah. Honestly. And, mm-hmm. You know, I do believe that story. I really do. Now, some people probably go, nah, it's BS. They would have called the cops. Not everybody's going to pick up the phone and call the cops. Why do you think a lot of people, back when kidnapping was big, didn't just call the cops? They tried to get the ransom money, and they go and they pay it. You know what I mean? Because they're afraid. All right. And this guy was afraid. He really was. And that's one of the reasons why carriers, anything of violent crimes, they get a little leery of that, guys. So, you know, you want to be
careful. Well, you hear stuff all the time on the news about all the craziness. Look at the guy with the UPS thing there. He killed like 4 or 5 people.
What was that? When was that?
Like, I don't know, 4 or 5 days ago out in California.
Yeah, I don't even watch the news, honestly.
Yeah, there's some real nut jobs out there, no doubt.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's what it is. So, you know, let me tell you something. One of the things I want everybody to know is I'm not judging anybody that has a felony at all. And a lot of people have, you know, messed up and they changed their life around and they're still being punished for it and they still got to mention it, you know. And that's the other thing with felonies. When you guys fill out a driver application, you know, even if it's like 30 years ago, when I was in recruiting, you'd ask a driver, you got any felonies? And they'd say no. And then when the felony came up on a criminal report, they go, whoa, I thought you just meant in the last 3 years. You know, yeah. That question is right. Ever. And let me tell you something. You're really better off searching and getting maybe knock on 10 doors and get 9 no's, and because you were honest and that 10th carrier brings you in knowing you have the felony and you never have to look over your shoulder again. Everything's all peachy keen and everything's, you know, it's just all around better for you, the driver, you know, that has any felonies. And again, especially under 10 years, you definitely want to make sure, you know, before you get on that bus. A lot of trucking companies, Johnny, the criminal report isn't back right away. Certain states like Kentucky.
Yeah.
You make sure you hold that mic up close.
Okay.
Remember, that's the other thing. We got some complaints that people
can you hear me now?
Yeah, they're not hearing you.
Oh, okay.
So we need you to talk a little louder.
Well, it's the sock you put on this thing. It's not, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I didn't have one of these fancy things for your mic tonight.
I don't like getting this too close to my mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, so there's my take on felonies. If you got a felony, check on it. If it's a certain felony, really check on it. And, you know, murder, manslaughter, you brought that up, grave robbery. Yeah, you know, every now and then we get some weird felonies.
Yeah.
Anything sexual, I'm telling you, you know, when I was a recruiter, that's one of the things a lot of guys, and I understand, you know, they got to kind of lead into that because, you know, it's an embarrassing thing. And but you know what? Honestly, you're better off just getting a recruiter on the phone and telling them in 5 seconds is, listen, I got this much experience. I did this. I did that. Is there any way you could take a guy with this crime, this specific crime? A yes or no. Move on. You know what I mean? That's the best way to do it. Just keep rocking.
Yeah, you should definitely get that out of the way right up front.
Yeah. You got anything to add to this conversation at all, Johnny? Because we can wrap this one up. I felt it was important because, you know, I've read, obviously we do a lot of video work and blogging and everything. And I get a lot of drivers contacting TalkCDL asking me, you know, about schools and student programs and maybe, hey, I had a certain accident, man. Do you know of anybody that'll take this? And a lot of guys with felonies. Hey, man, I messed up 6 years ago. Robbed a liquor store. You know, whatever, right? And you know, if I know of a carrier, you know, we'll try this carrier. We think they're more lenient on this or that. And remember, some carriers are 5 years on the felony. Some are 7. Some are 10. And same with the misdemeanors. I think most carriers have really loosened up on the misdemeanors. But again, I would definitely be honest about that because sooner or later your criminal report's going to come back and then you're getting kicked out.
Yeah, no one here on the show judges. I mean, from one felon to however many felons are out there, you can turn your life around. You can make things better. And if you get hired on somewhere, praise God.
Yeah. Here, if I give you this, I'm just kidding.
He's trying to hand me
something. I was going to give him a bribe. what's that?
Yeah, my advice to you is that if you ever happen to be overseas in the desert somewhere and a government contractor attempts to give you a gift.
What kind of gift would that be, Johnny Acid?
$250,000.
Okay. So when they offer you a huge gift, eventually they're obviously getting a bigger gift back.
Exactly.
Right. So
everybody benefits.
Yeah, when someone's bribing you with that kind of money,
I don't like that B word.
Well, when somebody's gifting you.
Right, thank you.
When they're gifting you with that kind of money,
yeah.
and the gift is an actual felony.
Uh-huh.
Receiving a gift is a felony.
Apparently, yeah.
Apparently. And giving the gift is a felony.
Yes.
Or the bribe, whatever you want to call it. And you know, I don't get a lot of truckers that have bribery felonies. That's good that you got that one. Because, you know, truckers really don't relate to that one. We could actually tell them about that.
Yeah, it's a white-collar thing.
It's a white-collar thing.
Yeah. You know what the funny thing is? The guy who gave me the money, right?
You mean the gift.
The gift.
The quarter of a million gifts.
He got less time than I did. You know why?
Because he had more gifts to give. Probably judges. I don't know what. Why?
Because he ratted me out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So when he ratted me out, I got more time than he did.
Wow.
So. I denied it. I said, no, it wasn't me.
But it was.
Then they pulled out all these
recordings.
Documents and recordings.
Yeah. And, you know, they say crime doesn't pay, right?
Don't do the crime if you can't do the time.
Yeah, so. But, and that's, we're not here really to preach to people about doing crimes or not. We're just saying, when it comes to felonies, we know the uphill battle you guys face. We know what it takes to get in with carriers. And we know what felonies you can and cannot have. Most felonies you can have.
You can overcome that part of your life. I mean, you can be a real success. Look at me.
Yeah, look at Johnny, man. He's Johnny Acid.
Johnny Acid.
Yeah, and without, you know, your felony, you wouldn't be here.
Yeah, it was on my resume. I think that's why you picked me up.
Yeah, so, all right. Well, hey, we're just rattling on here. Anything else about felonies?
No, I think we covered it. I still want to know about the bestiality, though, so we'll take care of that.
Wait, why don't you hear it? You want me to Google it? Can you talk this long while I'm Googling it or what? Huh?
Yeah, sure. There's no way it's not a felony. It's got
to
be.
Why does it have to be a felony?
I wonder if it's a felony for certain animals, but not others. You know?
What do you mean?
Well, the smaller ones, you know what I mean? You'll do more damage than...
You know what's funny? I'm Googling. I just put in Google here, is bestiality a felony?
Yeah, the FBI is probably on their way.
No, exactly. I just got tagged. They're probably going, oh, no, watch the animals. You see that lady in Tennessee last year? People's cats and dogs were missing in Nashville, and the neighbors started noticing her fur coats looked like their animals. True story. Did you see it? Yes. And see, she was killing them and then skinning them and stretching their hides in the cellar and making coats out of it. I kid you not. I mean, kitty cat fur coats.
You know what? I wanted you to Google that, by the way.
Here it is. Now listen.
Go ahead.
This is Google speaking. In nearly all 50 states, filming acts of zoophilia. Whatever it's
zoophilia.
Zoophilia,
yeah.
Remains entirely legal. What's zoophilia?
I don't know.
Okay. It says it is unacceptable that the United States has passed federal laws making animal cruelty a felony, but has yet to consider the sexual assault of an animal a federal crime. Bestiality must be made a felony in all 50 states. Google is saying that it's not illegal to marry your cat.
Listen, if you feed the horse hay beforehand, then technically you've taken it out to dinner. That's all I'm saying.
In all honesty, I don't want to make this show about perversion, Johnny Acid.
You know what, though? It's funny. Now, listen, the reason why I wanted you to Google that word was because I was hoping, crossing my fingers, that you would hit images.
I'm not going to hit
by mistake.
I am not going to hit the image button.
I want to see a puke on your computer.
Exactly. So there's your answer to your question. Bestiality is not a felony. So okay. That's why you've never come across any truckers.
There you have it, guys.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's wrap the show up,
and
man.
And gals.
Yeah, and nothing else.
That's it. I think we've covered it all.
Yeah, we covered it. I hope we did it in a professional manner. I have to listen back to this one.
Well, you might have.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, Talk CDL. Peace out.
Peace.